The question was asked. Moshe records in the Torah, the book of Bereishis, everything that happened long before he was born. 2 millennia of Jewish of world history from before he was born. Is that also Moshe's prophetic vision? Where did that come from? Is that word by word dictated by Hashem? So we say that every word of Torah was dictated word by word to Hashem. Certainly the first 4 books. And most people will tell you all 5 books. There's a discussion about the book of Devarim that needs to be discussed because Moshe speaks in the first person. The book of Devarim is different than the other books. Moshe speaks about me, a lie. To me, Hashem said. And in all the other books, Moshe does not speak that way. So there's a discussion about the 5th book. The Gra has a piece on that. That's a separate discussion. And there are different rules in laws of derivation with the book of Devarim as opposed to the first 4. But the 1st 4 were given to Moshe word by word. The Kuzari writes that one of the great miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu did when he came to the Jewish people was to draw out the genealogy, to tell them, I'll tell you where the whole world came from. I'll tell you where Egypt came from. And that's in Bereishis and Noach, he recounts the descendants from Adam all the way to Noach. From Noach, Noach had a son, Cham. Cham had a son, Mitzrayim. Bnei Cham, the sons of Ham, the verse says, Kush, Umitzrayim, Ufut, Ukenan. So that one of the miracles Moshe did to them, one of the tremendous things he did, was recount to them world history. Now, that's what the Kuzari writes, that this was one of the extraordinary feats that Moshe was able to do, to tell them everything that happened beforehand. So far, so good? Okay. We got that, that's clear. Can I confuse you? Yeah? Yes. We got the first one. That's the Kuzari's approach. So, you learn Kuzari, you know that. And then, you evolve. A few years pass, and you encounter Nachmanides. And Nachmanides, in his work, Torat Hashem Tmima, disagrees with the Kuzari on 1 point. The Kuzari makes it, he describes it as though no one knew world history until Moshe came to the scene. They didn't know where Egypt came from, but that there was a man named Mitzrayim. And the Ramban says, no, everyone knew. He doesn't quote the Kuzari, he just writes it as a matter of fact. In his letter, Torat Hashem Tmima, he says, everyone knew. How old was the history? From Noach to Mitzrayim, you're talking about a few generations. I'm saying from Moshe back to Noach. 10 generations from Noach to Avram. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Yaakov has Levi, Kehos, Amram, Moshe. So you're talking about 15 generations. The world forgot. No one knew about the flood. No one knew what had happened. Ramban says no. Ramban says the world knew it. So Ramban disagrees with the Kuzari as to whether people knew the history from Noah till Mitzrayim or not. Either way, they both agree that Moshe recorded it with prophetic vision. Moshe writes to us what Bilam and Balak said. How did he know? He wasn't there. Right? Bilam and Balak are looking at us discussing we should curse the Jews, we shouldn't curse the Jews. Where did Moshe get that from? So the Talmud says that's one example of Moshe's prophecy, where you know it's his prophecy. There's no other way he would know, right? So that's but at any rate, we do say that every word of the Torah, from Bereishis, definitely till the book of Devarim, and most opinions will say, including the book of Devarim, was said to Hashem, each word specifically, was said by Hashem to Moshe.